Yeah, yeah, check 1-2, check 1-2. Is this mic on? Is this mic on? Hey, listen, man. It's the one and only trendsetter DJ Sense, and you're listening to Cocktails, Dirty Discussions with Kiki and Medina Monroe. Yeah.
Today's cocktail is called FNF. Mm-hmm. The ingredients you need: a half a lemon, 2 ounces of gin, 2 to 3 dashes of orange bitters, a half ounce of rose water, 4 to 5 strawberries muddled. Here's how you're going to make a fuck nigga free drink. You're going to slice those 4 to 5 medium to small strawberries and place them in a shaker. With a muddler, carefully muddle the strawberries until they look like mush. Squeeze half of the lemon, a half ounce of the rose water, 2 ounces of gin, 2 to 3 dashes of orange bitters, and ice into the shaker. Shake vigorously for a minute or two and carefully strain the cocktail through a sieve into a cup. Add ice and garnish with a strawberry and serve immediately. That's a F-R-E-E fuck nigga free.
You know, I really feel like if you drink gin, you will not be fucking.
You feel like that?
Yeah, gin makes you sin. Make some bad decisions when you go out of that and
wake up and be like, why did I do this? Who are you? Where are we at?
Yeah. do some self-reflection myself. Welcome back to Cocktails, Dirty Discussions, you guys. Y'all. It has been a long time since we've been in the studio.
It has been a minute. Like, I feel, even though we've spent so much time together, the studio time is always different. So it feels like I haven't seen you in forever, but I just saw you
yesterday. Y'all, we just got back. We had to record a bunch of episodes before the Atlanta live show so that we could focus on that. So we've had the Atlanta show. We have had the Charlotte show. They were both great. If you missed it, I really hope you get tickets to New York and or Philly,
because it is a movie. You know, the feedback that, I don't know about you, Kiki, but my DM's been popping. People are like, thank you, thank you, thank you for putting on an entertaining show. If you've ever seen Kiki and I live, you know we're not just sitting on a stage talking. We have surprises. We have giveaways. We got ass throwing. We bringing people on stage. We're going into the audience. It's a whole production. We're baby Beyoncé's. And so also we bring the bad bitches out.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa.
People know not to show up looking dusty.
Don't you do it.
And if you do, you just probably didn't know who we were or what we're about or any of that. And you just bought the ticket. And that's okay, because you'll know for next time. Like, come get dressed. If you're trying to figure out what to wear to the live show, DM me. I'll tell you if I think it's a good look or not.
I always tell people when they're like, what should I wear to the live show? I'm like, you know that one outfit that you ordered and you're like, where am I wearing this out to? The darks of my booty cheeks are showing. My nipples are out. My cleavage is a little. That's, wear it to the Cocktails Podcast.
You know what's
show.
Funny? Our outfits did not look that sheer in person, but when I was looking at those pictures, we looked naked.
I look, and then it was, and my dad was like, send me some pictures. And I did.
Did you just send him Atlanta?
I sent him Charlotte because they were better pictures.
Well.
Sent him the pictures, and I was just like, sorry, Dad.
What did he say?
He was just like, oh, you look great. I understand. You're an artist, Dean. You're an art. I love my dad. I was like, thank you. Because I didn't realize my nipples were showing as much as they were. Yeah. But we were on brand.
Yeah, and it looks like I have really big nipples, and I put on pasties. I gotta get those, not the silicone kind, the fabric kind. They're just uglier to me, because I do want another similar outfit. I want sheer pieces for the whole run.
My New York live show outfit.
That one's not sheer.
Mine is sheer.
It is.
It's damn near just see-through. I don't even know if you can call it sheer. So I'm
that
trying
is
to
what sheer means.
But it's not, it doesn't look like there's like the material on there. I just look naked. So I'm like, are we gonna do a little cover up situation, or are you just gonna let it all out? Because Charlotte, it was out. At least one of us wasn't super conservative, and then the other one, only one nipple was out. At least we both had our nipples out.
Yeah.
That made me feel
better. There's no way around any of that. I had a really good time in Charlotte. We were nervous. I think we talked about it on the show, how nervous we were about going to Charlotte. We didn't know what to expect. I've not really spent time there for real. Have you?
No. Like, I had a few layovers because I used to be a flight attendant. We used to fly NASCAR, but it was very quick. Like, we would take NASCAR there. We would go to the hotel layover, and that was about it. That's my only experience with Charlotte. So, yeah.
It was a cute little city. Y'all were so nice in Charlotte. That is one thing I will say. Everybody was so positive, so nice. Y'all made me feel like Beyoncé for real.
The audience,
and I love it. They were just excited about everything.
Like every step of the way, Charlotte gave us the energy we needed. And it felt so real because we didn't know anybody in Charlotte. And Atlanta was lit, but it was a lot of people that did know us personally in the audience. So Charlotte felt different because y'all don't know us. And it was just the energy y'all gave us was so appreciated because we were nervous as shit.
Yeah.
And every time we tell somebody that and they're like, I couldn't even tell. I'm like, wow, like we really know how to act.
Yeah, because I was nervous as hell.
My ankles were shaking.
Yeah, your hands were shaking too. I remember you showed me. Yep. And then it's like, in the comedy clubs, y'all, this is why I don't like them. Y'all are so close.
Right there.
And looking at us like, make me laugh, bitch, make me laugh. But people were laughing. They were smiling. They were looking good and excited. Yep. And some of them looked like they wanted to take a bite out of me. And so I was like, well,
when I went into the audience for advice, one of the girls was like, will you please just sit on my lap while I ask the question? I was like, all right, baby girl. All right, here I go.
Medina was sitting on people's laps. She was taking pictures. I'm like, what is this girl doing? That's why she don't realize we ain't answered the question yet.
It was a great time.
It was.
Charlotte, you owe me nothing. Well, the hotel kind of does owe me something. Because
now, what happened at your hotel again? Because I remember it was the room key, but then something else happened.
The room key, and then there was an exposed wire. And it shocked Hannah. Like, it was on the speaker, and
That's not funny, but
then when we got back after the show and I was a little bit tipsy, we walked in and I guess they didn't recognize me and they're like, how's your stay going so far? And I was like, horrible. We hate it here. I was a little drunk, but I did. I meant it. I stayed at the A-Loft in City Center and it was just a horrible experience from the customer service to our room to the keys not working. I was like,
that's a lot.
Yeah. And I thought I picked a good hotel. I didn't realize I put Lauren in the better hotel.
Yeah, you did. I was wondering why you did that.
And it was significantly cheaper. That was so crazy.
I was very confused as to why you picked that hotel and then got her that one. I thought it was that other situation you told me about. So I was like, okay. Now, where I stayed, I loved it.
It was very cute.
Yeah, I rented an Airbnb. It was from Mansion Life, and they had excellent customer service. It was a nice place. I didn't want to come back home because I didn't want to go back to my apartment. I had all that space, all that room. I was just really living a dream.
Y'all had a hot tub?
Oh, yeah. We had a hot tub. Made great use of that thing, okay?
What is it a cocktail? You get to share it as a bonus episode or no?
You know what?
I got a headache after the live show. I had a excruciating headache. I was trying to hang in when we went to that hookah place with all the wood. I was calling it the wooden shop because it was
and it was weird that they didn't have a speaker outside. The music was all muffled.
Yeah. And the
And then I snuck the bottles out of the club. I have my ways. Look, we got all those bottles and they weren't drunk. That's how I got so drunk when we got back to the house.
Because
we took all the bottles from the club that were left and drank them, just like old times. I've been taking bottles out of the club for 10 years.
Look at you.
I don't believe in wasting it.
I agree with that.
Especially with the markups. I mean, I don't know who paid for it, but it wasn't me.
Did you see me walking out of the comedy club with the open bottle of rosé? Hannah was like, Medina, throw it away. I was like, no.
Throw it away.
More than half a bottle of rosé left. We didn't even drink it, but I still took it.
I understand. Principles.
You don't waste good things.
You don't. Well, I'm really excited about New York.
New York City.
New York is next. We have a little break. July 20th at Caroline's on Broadway. And then July 28th, we will be in Philly.
Very interesting.
I'm excited about Philly, too, because I haven't spent time there in like 15 years.
I have never spent time in Philadelphia.
One of my best friends lives there, and she is so excited.
I bet. Well, I hope she can. Oh, you know what? One of my line sisters lives in Philly. She actually jokingly sent me a DM and was like, whenever y'all do a show in Philly, let me know. I was like, well, actually
we're coming.
We'll be there July 28th. I was like, let me know about some DJs and some good makeup artists. Charlotte, it was hard finding a good makeup artist.
I forgot about that. The
and
makeup
she
artist.
She canceled on
yeah,
us.
Yeah, she canceled.
An hour before we were supposed to get our makeup done. We won't out her, but I really wanted to.
Oh my God.
But yeah, excited. I also want to like let all the men know that listen to the show or the ladies who listen to this show who have men and you're like, I can't bring my man to the show. The show is also for men. Like, I feel like you might meet your next side chick or your main chick at one of our live shows. There are so many beautiful, successful women that be in the audience and there'll be like three men. Y'all niggas better catch on and come.
You know the bitches be horny in our audience.
And ready.
Okay. They're ready for the men and the women, quite honestly. So it's a perfect opportunity to come. Y'all always asking us where to meet men.
You could meet them here. I also feel like single ladies who are always like, I'm coming by myself. Bring one of your guy friends because he might be an eligible bachelor for one of the ladies in the audience or one of the ladies on stage.
Yeah, like me.
Or me.
Okay.
Because listen.
Never know.
It is hot girl summer. It is Operation Pop That Pussy.
I'm anxious to see like how many men will be at the next two shows. I just feel like New York and Philly are full of men.
So y'all were to come with your beards, your healthy, shiny, glistening beards. Charlotte had a lot of men in the audience though. Like they were with their women, but there were a lot of couples there.
There were. And then when I tried to sneak out of the green room to go to the bathroom, I saw just a bunch of guys coming, like in groups of guys. And I was like, huh, there's a lot of y'all in here. I didn't see them when I sat down. They must have been in the back, but I was looking for them.
I had a young man who was kind of interested in me drive down from D.C. to watch the show. And I am not going to lie. I'm glad I couldn't see him from the stage, but
that's good.
Yeah, that's good. Cause then I could still be myself. And he absolutely loved the show. He was like, I actually wish I would have brought my homeboys. And I was like, me too.
Yeah. I had somebody drive down and I could see him.
You could?
Yeah.
Those lights were so bright. I could see no one.
Yeah. I could see.
It's like, well,
I could. It was like, are you sitting under a spotlight? Why are you so close? But yeah, it was a good time. Okay, so I want to know what happened when you went to New York. Because you slipped off to New York for Memorial Day weekend. I went to Dallas. You went to New York.
I did, and I went to the formal erotic dining experience. I was Mandy B from Horrible Decisions. I was her plus one. And oh my gosh, she was like, as soon as I knew I was hosting this, I couldn't think of a better plus one because y'all know I like a good experience. I'm gonna indulge and I'm gonna make you look good. So we got our hair done, we got our makeup done, we got thotty, dressy, formal attire from Fashion Nova, and we went to it was a weekend of events. So Saturday night was the dinner and they picked, you were either a big letter or a little letter. Me and Mandy were big letters. And then
what does that mean?
The big letter means like you're the dom, like you're the one in charge. And then each big letter couple gets assigned a little letter. And throughout the whole night, the little letter is basically like your little sex slave. You couldn't have sex at the dinner. You really weren't even supposed to touch them. I don't know why I ended up spanking mine and I got in trouble. But hey, look, drinks were had, drinks were flowing, juices was ready. So you get assigned your little letter, and throughout the whole night, it started off with a cocktail hour. Then you sit down and have the 3-course meal, and you can ask your little letter to do a plethora of things. I was a little nervous, and I wasn't. Me and Mandy were both like, what should we ask her to do? But now that I've been to one.
Because you can't have sex. So what would you do?
So you could give examples that what I would do next time is you can be like, hey, every 10 minutes, come tell me how beautiful I am. Or every 20 minutes, come give me a foot massage.
Okay.
Give me a shoulder massage. Make sure, apply my lip gloss for me. Stuff like that. You could tell them to maybe just like bend over and let me see that thing. Stuff like that. I was doing things like, is there any pepper? Is there any black pepper? And so once the drink started flowing, then I kind of started getting a little saucy with it. And I was like, you're taking a little too long to bring me another drink.
Oh, gosh.
Bend over and let me show you how, you're in trouble. And I started spanking her. But Mandy told me to do it too. And she started spanking her too. And we were both, but our little letter liked it. She was she was like moaning and stuff. She was like, ooh, choke me. And then the person came down and was like, hey guys, this wasn't the wait for the play party on Sunday.
So what happened at the play party?
So fast forward, the play party was like the dessert part of the weekend of events.
Okay.
And we put on our little play party outfits, got really cute. Me, Mandy, and her boyfriend all went together, and it was so much fun. It was at, I think it's called NSFW, the sex club. And as soon as I got there, this time I felt way more comfortable than I did the first time because I've been to that sex club before, but this time I felt way more comfortable. Went, copped us a little spot on the bed. Oh, and shout out to Orlando. He was there.
Oh, Orlando.
The play party, before they got started, they gave a consent speech, which I thought was super dope because they didn't do it at Trapeze. Or maybe they did and we just missed it.
They did.
They do it. Okay. So they gave this very intricate consent speech. It was about 20 minutes long. They were not playing. They were like, no means no. And just because someone doesn't say no, that doesn't mean that it's a yes. Like, you got to make sure you felt very safe.
Mm-hmm.
But 6 bitches ended up eating my pussy, and I'm...
What?
6. How? Maybe it was 5, and one was just watching. So here's what happened. I don't know why I'd be a hot commodity for the bitches. So So it was amazing. I've never received that much attention in one night. So what happened was people were already interested as soon as I walked in, but I was right up under Mandy and her boyfriend because I just wanted everybody to know I'm here with somebody. Like, everybody calm down. Uh-huh. So I was laying on the bed. We were having our drinks, having our little shots, and this girl came up and she was like, I just think you're really beautiful. And I had seen her at the dinner, mm-hmm. but she was one of the little letters, but she wasn't my little letter.
Okay.
And she was like, I wished I was your little letter. Can I please taste your pussy? And I was like,
okay.
This should really be Patreon bonus content, but I love y'all. We ain't been in the studio in a minute and I feel like talking. And her boyfriend was there and he was like, do you mind if I join? You know, I'd be quick to be like, no, your man cannot join. Cause it's just, the men are just,
was he
different.
Even cute?
He was actually cute.
Okay.
He was actually cute.
It was
cute.
Still a no.
Yeah. It was still a no. And so she started eating my pussy and I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. Well, then this other girl came and she was like, they call me Juicy. And I was like, why do they call you Juicy? She was like, because I get all the juices. Can I get yours? I was like, okay. So I'm laying on the bed and we're on like the main bed. Mandy's like, why the fuck would you pick the main bed? And I was like, bitch, because I'm a star.
Oh my God.
The other girl like kind of scoops the other girl over. She starts eating my pussy and they start doing it together. Kiki, I don't know.
So then did you have a line like you did at
Japanese? There was a line. It was mainly like a U-shaped. There was a lot of people watching.
Because they wanted to watch, but maybe they would go like this there was to take turns.
But I was very aware because there was one guy who kept trying to squeeze in. I was like, no.
Sir.
Yeah. And then Manny's boyfriend was like, do you want him to be here? I was like, no, I don't. Like, he can stand here and watch, but you're not getting a taste. This tray is only for women. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And so then there was another girl that came and she was like, can I get my toy and use it on you? I was like, no, I'm getting a little too saucy there. Like, I don't know where the toy's been. And then again, like once the night ended and everybody was having such a good time, there was a dancer who was dancing in the middle of the room on a pole, like a stripper. She was so sexy. I got a DM just like after trapeze and uh-huh. the girl was like, I love the show and I'm so grateful that you let me taste your pussy. And I was like, that wasn't me.
Girl, please. You have always said that you wanted to have an experience with a listener.
Yeah. And so. I did. And I think it's really, nobody expected anything back from me. And I appreciate that because I wasn't about to be eating six pussies.
Were you going to eat one?
No.
Why not?
I think when I get into a sex club, I become more of a pillow princess.
Okay.
And I like the praise and like the begging me to like taste me or like telling me how, I like that in the sex club. In my real bedroom when I'm fucking niggas, I'm not a pillow princess. I like to sweat. I'm going to get it popping. Uh-huh. But it's something about just feeling like, yeah, you're welcome.
Do you think it's because there's so many people there too and you want to make sure you still look cute?
That could also be a part of it. And you never know if it's going to ignite like your inner hoe and then you just start fucking everybody. Because once you start, you just can't stop.
I do understand.
You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean. And sometimes I'm just like, bitch, what the fuck? What?
Right. But like, I remember when we were both kind of nervous to ever go to a sex club. And now I'm like, bitch, when we do the live show in New York, I'm trying to pull up at a sex club. I really enjoy it.
So what days are the good days there?
I believe it's Saturdays. But we had to check. We got to double check because it's open every night, I believe.
Okay. Maybe they'll have like a theme night or something. I'm down to go.
Yeah. I also like at NSFW, there's not an area that you have to get to and you just have to be naked.
Okay.
So you can keep your clothes on or you can be naked in the whole spot, even like the common area. But like you can still see the areas where people are fucking from the common area. It's not like you have to go through a door and check your stuff and then take your clothes off. It's very like.
So what do you do with your stuff actually there?
I think they had
it when you first get in? Or do they let you keep your stuff?
You actually keep your stuff.
Your phone and everything?
I have my phone in my purse. If someone, they have a lot of people walking around, I call them DMs, that will tap you. Like, you can't be recording and stuff. But now that I think about it, no one was coming in there with big bags, so you don't have to change.
Okay.
So there's like a coat check at the front, and I think there's like a locker check if you want to use it, but you didn't have to. At least this night you didn't. The first time I went, I don't remember because I was really drunk.
Yeah.
But I also don't carry a lot. My purse is really small. I just put my phone in my purse, and I was so consumed that I wasn't even worried about it.
Well, yeah, you were definitely occupied.
It was great. That was a really fun weekend. And then I spent a few days in New York. I didn't leave until that Monday. So went on See the Thing Is. That was really fun. Make sure y'all check it out. And then we went to a couple of different rooftop barbecues because it was Memorial Day weekend. That was fun. I love New York. I couldn't live there, but I do enjoy visiting and like meeting new people. Hanging out, meeting the men there. Like, I love when New York men know you're from the South and they appreciate it. Like, it's something about that. I guess maybe it's like Beyonce and Jay-Z started it, but New York men love a down south woman, and I be liking them too.
Yeah, I like New York. I think it's fun. There's always something to do. There's so many people, so many different people, and people from everywhere.
Yeah.
It's a really interesting place. My trip was not nearly as exciting. I just hung out with my friends, my family, and I cooked and cooked some more. And that was kind of it. Not exciting at all. I didn't have any sex. Very disappointed.
That's okay, because I'm sure you got some after.
Yeah. I did. My sex life is picking up, finally. I've been trying to put that energy out there that I want good sex.
And is it working?
Uh-huh.
Come on.
It's been getting better. I played some of those card games. You know how we got all the cards to play the game of the show with the positions? I played one of them.
How'd it go?
It went well. And then I woke up with a card on my back because we got rid of the cards. I felt like you when you were with that rapper.
And was rolling all on the cards. Yeah. I was like, oh. I played the card game recently again with a little bae, and I told him I was on my period. So I was like, we really probably won't be having sex. He was like, I'm not scared of no blood. And it was so funny because we did fondle each other and do a couple of things. And then he sent me a picture of one of the cards when I left, and there was blood on the card. There was blood on the card. I boxed it right on up, and I was like, this is yours. You remember, don't wipe that blood off. If you play with any other bitch, be like, that's.
That is disgusting.
Blood. Ain't it?
It seems like a little bit of voodoo.
Maybe that's why he's a little sprung already. He only known me 6 days.
Maybe. I'm trying to think of what else. There's so much. It'll probably come to me. We have a lot of recording to do this week. I guess we can go ahead and move on to weird sex.
You said a man is not a necessity. A man is a luxury, like dessert.
Yeah. A man is absolutely not a necessity.
Did you mean that to sound mean and bitter?
Oh, not at all. I adore dessert. I love men. I think men are the coolest. But you don't really need them to live.
Okay, so this week's weird sex, this is a crime.
Lord.
And it happened in Texas. So a Texas woman is behind bars after killing her husband, and I'm saying that in air quotes if you're not watching, for confessing his love for another woman. But the gag is he was already married to somebody else for 14 years. So she thought she was married to a man who already had a wife, but he's telling her that he loves somebody else. Yeah. Okay, so Karen Stewart is the woman, and she was under the impression that she was married to James Hargrove. Earlier in May, James came home to Karen and expressed that he had fallen in love with another woman and wanted to be with her instead. Karen went into a jealous rage and shot James multiple times, killing him. When police arrived, Karen admitted that she was the one who pulled the trigger on her husband.
She said, I did it, and?
And do you know what he did to me? Let me explain, because you would have did it too. Okay, James' lover was also present during the time of the shooting, but was able to escape unharmed. Damn, and the bitch was in the room. Okay, during Karen's initial court appearance earlier that week, a woman named Sandra Hargrove came forward and says she is the real wife of James. Sandra says they've been married for almost 14 years and they recently separated in November. She says they talk all the time and she's shocked by this entire love triangle. Well, it's really a square because it's four of y'all in this shit. Sandra says that she was under the impression that Karen was James's caregiver because he had gotten COVID. So when he got COVID, he had been in the hospital for several months, like 5 months. He couldn't walk. This nigga had 2 heart attacks, a stroke, his kidneys failed, and he had just recovered from all of that.
And he was still cheating?
Yeah, so after he's recovered and he's with this other woman and he's living with her and everything, she's thinking because we're separated that this woman is the caregiver because his whole body just basically shut down and he needs somebody there full time. Well, she was his caregiver. She was taking care of all of his needs, apparently. So he got tired of that shit. Anyway, Karen got charged with felony murder and is in jail right now with $75,000 bond. I don't think anybody plans to out because she did it. She's gonna go right back to jail. And that's weird sex for this week.
That is weird and sad.
It is sad. Sorry to that man. But you know, also let's make better choices, people, and consider people's feelings. Okay, so I was having a talk. I be forgetting some of my friends are married.
because they be cheating or just because they just they're happy and they still can go out and have a life?
Well, I don't know that they be cheating, but they be cheating. But because it's like, you know, when you talk to somebody who's married, you sometimes for me, I think of them as a couple. Mm-hmm. And I know that like you're going to check in with your partner to make sure that you can do these things, or you bring up that y'all have plans. Some of these girls don't never be bringing up nothing about their husband, so I forget that they're married. Or I just wonder, like, do you even like this nigga? So anyway, a lot of bitches are getting divorced, right? And it makes me feel like, is married life really just the ghetto? It's sounding less and less appealing. I mean, I still think I want it, and of course it goes into who you are and mm-hmm. who you pick and all that shit. But sometimes I'm like, what is happening here?
You know, I think what's happening is the people are ghetto. The two single people were ghetto already. And them coming together and us seeing them married and it not working out and them not liking each other makes it look like marriage is ghetto. But like what I'm starting to learn is a lot of people don't have themselves together before they get married. And that is just naturally just a recipe for disaster. And a lot, even people like family members and friends of mine who tell their side of the story. And sometimes it be them. They be talking about the husband, but it's like, but ma'am, you kind of knew what this nigga was about before you married him. And for some reason you thought it was going to change. And it sounds like an age old story and you feel like people would just get it and not keep doing that. But people really act like because you get that ring and now y'all share finances in a home and babies that he's going to change for you. When all along he was like this, he was selfish. He never really was wanting to be romantic. You know what I mean? Like, I'd be like, why would you marry that? The more messed up marriages that I see around me, I'm like, it really does challenge me to get my life together and really be ready to get married. Because even if you are ready, you still have to go through like difficult things with your partner. So it would just be a little bit easier if you actually get married and you're ready to get married.
Yeah, I will say that's not the case in these situations that I'm thinking of. Mm-hmm. This is more of like, as time goes on, you're just not being a good communicator mm-hmm. and saying like, if you change your mind about something and you're trying to hold on to stuff. That's another thing that comes with marriage or any relationship. You have to understand and accept that as people grow, especially if you've been together for years and years and years,
fresh out of high school or fresh out of college,
or even now, you know, in 10 years, you may want something different out of your life. You might want something different from your relationship. You might have a different goal for your personal goals. Mm-hmm. And you have to talk about those things, because when you don't and the person is moving, like you wanted the life that you've always said that you wanted and they're giving you that and then you're mad, but you're not saying nothing. What the fuck do you think is going to happen? This is just a lot of unnecessary things going on that I'm seeing. And I'm just like, why is this what's going on?
Why is it? It's, you know, Kiki, it goes just back to communication. People feel like they don't want to let people know things because you don't want to hurt their feelings. But it's okay. Like, would you rather, we can do this the easy way or the hard way. The hard way is it's going to end in someone has cheated now because we're so unhappy. We get a divorce. I take all your money. I take the kids and I leave. Or before, when you start getting, because I do think that naturally when you're with somebody for a long time, and it's not just about cheating. I'm just bringing it to cheating because we're talking about dating, marriage and stuff. So if you do feel like you're going to cheat, I would hope that my husband or myself would be like, hey, I'm starting to kind of like feel a certain way about certain things. I don't know what it is brewing, but something's brewing and we need to start working on things. I don't know if we need to go on a vacation. I don't know if we need to get in counseling. I don't know if we need to, you know, maybe do a separate vacation away from, but I feel like so often people don't just have those hard conversations with their partner. When
like admitting that you're unhappy.
Admitting that it's just like, I'm not saying I'm ready to leave you, but I would mm-hmm. rather you do that than just go and cheat. And now we are getting a whole divorce.
Yeah. Okay. So let me ask you this, because you're saying cheating, which is definitely grounds for a breakup, whether you're married or just in a long-term relationship. But what do you think is something that would make you call it quits in a relationship, married or not, mm-hmm. that is not cheating?
I would say grounds to call it quits that's not cheating. Mm-hmm. If I find out about some sort of secret addiction that could
That's a good one.
You know, that could affect our lives. Like, let's say he had a gambling problem. Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna spend up all the damn money.
Yeah, and it's something they just, you never even knew. You just, one minute, the IRS is at the door, and you're like, wait, what? No, he's not. And I find out you have this secret. I'm not sure that I could stay with somebody through that, because you knowingly kept something. If you have a problem and you let somebody know beforehand, mm-hmm. that's different. But you knew you had a problem. You were coherent enough to hide it and tell these lies and find other ways to pay for things until it was too late. I gotta go. That's not, yeah. That's a for worst for me. I'm not dealing with that for worst. I'm going. It's just going to be, I'm not about to deal with this. You're not about to. Have you ever met couples where like, well, they're divorced now and the person like literally ruined their life, whether it was a gambling addiction, a drug addiction. And you're just like, they wow. did
some kind of secret, something that
some type just, of secret, something was, once they found out, it was too late to grab a hold of it and fix it.
I don't know if I know anybody personally that happened to, but I definitely read a lot of books where that happens. And it's so sad and it pisses me off. Mm-hmm. Like, it makes me wonder how I really feel about joint bank accounts. Mm-hmm. Because I would be so sad. Like, I'm working hard, you working hard, and all of our money is gone. And to what? What did I get out of it?
And what did I, these two little ashy babies.
And I'm not having that.
I'm so. Not. Like, we got, I really, yeah, that's one of the things for me. What about you?
I think one is maybe if I felt like they were just very disinterested in anything that I had going on personally and weren't supportive. I had a conversation with somebody recently about that, and she was saying that that's how she felt about the person she was with. She was like, you know, I was so excited about this thing, something that she had done like for her career, mm-hmm. and she's telling him about it. And like 10 minutes in, he's like, I'm sorry, what did you say? He wasn't even paying attention. She was like, you know, it's not the first time that has happened. And I just feel like he's not very supportive of anything that I have going on. If it's not about him, he doesn't care. And it's like, why am I here? I wouldn't want to stay in that. And that's something where it's like, I can bring it up and talk to you because this is something that you can correct. Mm-hmm. But if you don't, and we've already talked about it and done the things and even a little counseling or mm-hmm. whatever, and you're still doing the same thing, you're just not that into me and you want a wife. Well, you're going to have to find another one.
That's one of those situations where if I was married to someone and they kept doing that to me, that the next conversation would be, there are men that want me. And I have been dodging them because I'm trying to be faithful to you. But now I might cheat on you.
It's like, why wouldn't you be interested in what's going on in my day? I listen to your stories, even if I don't really care. I'm going to make you feel like I care.
Yeah.
Like, that's rude.
That's rude and it's selfish. That's one of them things where check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Because that is definitely something that can be fixed. Like, if you are like, maybe you have a drug addiction or something, that's going to be a lot harder to fix. But this, like, bitch, wake up and pay attention to me. No, I couldn't do that. Then it made me think about emotional affairs. When I was talking to this friend. Mm-hmm. And do you feel like cheating, if your guy cheats on you, or your woman mm-hmm. cheats on you just sexually, it's better or worse than if they have, like, an intimate relationship and they're talking, sharing feelings, I love you, and it seems like they really care about each other.
It's so,
which one do you feel like is worse, or are they equal to you? You're really thinking hard about this.
I am, because they're both bad, right?
They're
both bad. And I'm not sure that I would want to be the woman who, I'm sure we all know somebody like this, where it's like, her nigga is just fucking everybody, and maybe he is just fucking them, but that's still embarrassing. Like, bro, stop. But then on the flip side, it's like, I don't know if I would rather him just, he met one woman, they do have, whether they have sex or not, but he really cares about her and she really cares about him. I think that, like, okay, in some odd, weird way, at least he had enough respect for me to just be with one person.
But
and
just because have somebody this one has thing going sex on. Doesn't mean that they're having sex with multiple people. They could have just one fuck buddy. But think about that.
But what I think about when the sex plays a part in it and we're married and we have said that this isn't an open relationship, I think about the diseases. I think about uh-huh. what if you get that bitch pregnant. I think about those types of things. And that's uh-huh. that. You can bring that back to me. The emotional yeah. part, and it's no sex involved, you just really care about each other. That's different from now you got to come and tell me I got a bitch pregnant that I don't even like.
Okay, but what if he is having sex with
now she gets to be the black
one.
China. She gets to have a little Kardashian baby. Fuck
what
you.
If she is having sex with him, but there's an emotional connection there too?
It's really hard, but I would rather to answer the question.
Emotional connection.
The emotional connection, because.
Okay. Do you think that you could date somebody who was married but says they're separated?
It's so funny because there's like two ways that I can answer this. Like the, the morally, it's morally
wrong.
What would
you do in real life? I'm not asking you if you think it's right or wrong.
Yes.
Good.
I have. Uh-huh. And I used to think that I couldn't. And I have. It's not even that I changed my mind. I kind of, it just kind of happened. Like it was when I met him, it was, he didn't say nothing about that. And
so
then when
found
it was already, we were already into the heat of things, it was like, all right.
I hate when that happens.
I mean, too, because it's like, what?
Why wouldn't you say something from the beginning so that you can let me know so then I can decide or not?
Mm-hmm.
Because the other way, it seems more like
you're lying and
you're
really
lying
not
and
separated.
It's a little bit manipulative. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would definitely think you're not really separated. Mm-hmm. You just be stepping out all the time.
Yeah, and you just kind of want me to know because every night I'm not going to really be able to spend the holidays with you. And one of them's coming up.
Little things like
that.
Yeah.
Little things like that. What about you?
No. I couldn't do it. I haven't done it.
I won't do it again. I will say that.
Okay. I don't think I could do it because I'm going to start getting jealous. And then I think I would think about like what kind of karmic consequences might I suffer for this? And then it's like, how would I feel if the shoe was on the other foot? Like, it's one thing when you don't know, but then when you do know, it's just like, now, girlfriend, that's different.
What makes it different?
Because you're not married.
But they still are with someone else who is being
lied
to. They
didn't take vows. Or, no, I think it's different when it's a girlfriend and you're not married. Marriage is something that's a lot more serious to me than a relationship. I think, not that I'm saying relationships aren't serious, but I do think that marriage is just different.
I think they're the same. But, you know, to each their own. If the man is taking, he taking. And if the nigga is lying, he lying.
I was playing, you know, I love the card games with all the questions. That's where I got some of these from. And, there was one that had me cracking up because of another meme I just saw. So let's say you're dating this guy and y'all live together. Like it's a serious relationship. He decides that he wants to quit his job. So he does it. He doesn't talk to you about it. He just quits his job to pursue his dreams of being a rapper. And do you think that you could be supportive right now today?
Oh, like with like, my, right, let's my, imagine. My right now finances, my yes. right now situation. Oh, yes. No. Immediately no.
I think I would be so upset because it's like, if we're living life together, how could you just quit your job and not talk to me about it first?
Immediately no on that one.
Like.
But on the flip side, if I was, who's the old girl who makes the spices? The black lady, and her and her husband publicly talked about this. He was a police officer. I don't know why I can't. She's the black lady. She's always smiling and she always talks about her hair like it's its own person.
I don't know.
Oh my God. Her name is right on the, it's going to make me so mad. I'll show you her after the show. It's right on the tip of my tongue. She just opened a vegan restaurant.
Okay.
But she was pursuing her career while her husband, it was her husband, but he was a police officer and she was pursuing her career and he supported her through it.
Yeah.
When she finally made it, he quit his job as a police officer and she let him pursue his dreams, whatever they were. And everyone was like, that's, how are you going to do it? He going to leave. She was like, first of all, it's none of your business. And he did it for me and I'm going to do it for him. If I was like just really filthy rich and I could afford to support his dreams and it really does seem like he's ambitious and working towards something that you're not just, you know, making these dumb little rap mumble songs and they're not, it doesn't seem like it's good. If you're good at what you're trying to do and I can support it, I would support it.
I think for me too, besides that, it's also like, don't make decisions that affect the both of us on your own.
Communicate.
You need to talk to me. So I'm quite sure she was like, you know what? I got it now and I want you to chase your dreams. Mm-hmm. Not, he still just upped and quit. And that's why it worked out for the both of them, whoever they are.
Right.
That is crazy.
Tabitha Brown. Oh. That's who it is. Tabitha Brown.
I was like, what is she mouthing?
Thank you so much. But yeah. But today, no. And boyfriend, no.
Yeah. So it is different.
for that. Like, if we're talking about, like, I'm talking about, to me, it's not different. If someone is in a relationship with somebody and you are taken and you're lying to the person and acting like you're single, you're still not single, even just because you're married. Maybe on your taxes you are, but it still is somebody's getting hurt. You know what I mean? But,
Okay, so another question, and then we can move on to the other stuff. A woman, so this question, I did this at a game night, and these are different, like, debates that people have. So it made me wonder, like, with your friends that you hang out with, mm-hmm. I wonder how guys look at our friends. Or really, I wonder how my friends guys look at me mm-hmm. when I'm hanging around the friend. Because the question says, a woman's best friend is a chronic cheater. Her significant other feels uncomfortable and doesn't want them going out together. Is he unreasonable? And it makes me think, like, I know a lot of people probably just consider me to be somebody's hoe friend. They think about the show. They think that because we talk about sex on the show that we're just having sex with everybody all the time. And that's not the case, but that's what people think. So it made me wonder how people feel about that. Like, do you think that kind of like birds of a feather flock together, and that if you're constantly with somebody who maybe is more of a bad influence, that you always are susceptible to whatever they influence you to do? Or do you think that people can really and truly be different and just not succumb to that?
When I look at my group of friends, I look at it like we're all very different. Like, and I don't think that their friends look at me like the hoe friend anymore. I look at like me and Hannah. Hannah's my very best friend. I am a cheater. She is totally not a cheater, like at all. She, even when we were in Charlotte, she was like, I was like, Hannah, you need to like date multiple people. Stop like meeting one guy and being so like, you know, that's like she, but she, that's the type of person she is. She's like, I'm a one man woman. Like, I just can't date multiple. I was like, so you don't, you can't like juggle three people, but not that you're lying to anyone, but just like, you're just dating around. We're single. So like, so I can do that though. Like, I, whether I'm lying or telling people the truth.
Oh, I know you can.
Yeah. And it has, I like that, but most of my friends are not like that. They're like, you can really do this and you're not stressed. Yeah, because I'm not going to let y'all stress me out. I'm at my big age. What are we stressed about? Like, if you're not...
I've been picking my favorites too quick, and that's my problem.
I mean, everybody definitely has a ranking, but then, like, when you're honest with everybody, you tell each other about each other, and they start to... It makes everybody feel comfortable, and now they're battling each other. You're winning. Like, when you just have one person, he got other people. What, you look like a fool. Not you, Anna. I love you, but I'm just saying...
I mean... I get it. I feel more like Hannah than you, but I will say I will use the extra men for sex, and I just really have the emotional connection with one. I'm like a nigga, I guess.
You are. You a nigga, nigga.
Because it's like, I'm just, I can't attach myself because my feelings, I can't really have too many real feelings for multiple people.
See, and I don't know why I can, but I can be, If let's say I have like three people and I'm really connected with each of them in a different way, it's like each of them is my boyfriend or girlfriend. When I spend, when I'm with you, baby, you are all I'm thinking about. That's, I love you. I'm with you. I rock with you. What you need, what you want.
Yeah.
And the same, like with the other person that I have this other connection with, like it's a different connection and I rock with him on that level. He knows that. I know that. On the next person, it's like, we have this other connection. And it's just like, I love it.
Okay. I be thinking about the other one and I'm just like, why am I here? No, I can't. Then I'll fuck around and say the wrong person's name. Wouldn't that be awful? We know what you do. But what if during sex somebody called you the wrong name?
I would be mad.
Would you leave? I asked a guy that and he was like, I would get up and leave. I was like, really? What if I just had a lot on my mind that day?
I'm not sure that I would leave. I find myself like normally when some shit like that happens, I always like flip it around and make it where I'm getting something out of it now. Like I might cry and then like, what can I do to make this better? This is actually what you can do to make it better. Okay. And then I'd say that. And then I'm good.
Fine.
Yeah. I'm fine with that. You know, it happens. Every now and again, you call somebody the wrong name. We're all human. I almost did it the other day. The last name. I almost got the last name. But I'm glad that I was just like, why are we saying names anyway?
Yeah.
Let's just stop.
Sometimes that's why pet names are good.
Baby.
Everybody can be baby.
What's your favorite pet name? Babe?
For somebody to call me or for me to call them?
For you to call them. I like babe or baby.
I think baby. Yeah. I think I say baby more than babe. But they say babe to me. Baby. weird.
I love it.
Anyway, okay, we're going to move on to Indecisive Diane, and then after that, we will answer some advice emails and share some cocktails.
Would you stop thinking about what everyone wants? Stop thinking about what I want, what he wants, what your parents want. What do you want? What do you want?
It's not that simple.
What do you want? What do you want?
Hey, ladies, it's me, Diane, and I just got back from Charlotte. I was at the live show. I wanted to stop by and say hey, but didn't have time. Also, want to tell you about this cute little place on the corner of Tuskegee Road in Charlotte, North Carolina. It's called Lulu's Maryland Style Chicken and Seafood. Go there on a date with someone that has great conversation. It's like a little hole-in-the-wall shack. You're gonna love it. The seafood's to die for. Bye.
Okay, and we are back from Indecisive Diane, and it is time for the advice. You want to go first?
I will go first. So this young lady, she titled this New to You, Old to Me. Hey, ladies. So I have been back and forth in my head about asking for advice. I'm a private person and usually just like to figure things out on my own. But as I get older and recently becoming a new mommy, I need to open up more because a bitch mind be on go. Okay. So I have been with the father of my child on and off for about 6 to 7 years now. And before I found out I was pregnant, I had made up my mind that I was done and over with it. Well, obviously, and she put the eye roll emoji, that didn't happen because here I am now asking for advice. While we were on and off, I had a situation with a guy who fucked me like it was our first time every time. Oh, I love that. I mean, he knew my pussy like the back of his hand. When I got pregnant, we both decided to end all other relationships and really try and focus on us becoming a family. Lately, he has been getting on my nerves, and all I can think about is hitting up my old fling because I know he will answer and take the stress away. My question to you guys is, should I hit him up or just really focus on what I have? Help your girl out, please. I know this probably isn't a topic, but normally it gets brought up. But I need some advice. Some outside advice. By the way, I went to the Atlanta live show and the after party and had an amazing time. Thank you, girl.
I'm glad you came and I'm glad you enjoyed the show.
And this is actually a great advice letter to, like, tying into what we were already talking about. Mm-hmm. I didn't even realize that happened.
If you were in her shoes.
I think this is one of those moments where you have one of those, and this is sober Medina. I feel like if I would have had some drinks, I'd be like, girl, cheat on a nigga. But me, sober Medina is going to tell you, I think this is an opportunity for you to really like tap into your grown up self. Y'all have a child together. Really think about, do you want it to end or do you want to be with him? And no matter what the outcome is of that thought, I think you should talk to baby daddy and tell him how you're feeling, and maybe even in a non-attitudinal way, let him know, like, you have other options that you're thinking about exploring. And some people are probably listening like, you can't tell nobody that, but you should, because that's literally what you're thinking. And so again, this can be an easy process or it can be really hard. It could be a situation where like you go cheat on him, he finds out and somebody gets hurt. It doesn't have to be that extreme, but that's a risk that you take. So I do think you should sit down, and if he's an adult and he knows how to communicate, y'all, you should practice. And then if he don't listen from that, well then, girl, go get them walls bust down.
And I also think you need to ask yourself, because I don't think she said exactly what it was that was making her be on and off with him for so long.
He's probably cheating on her.
Maybe. Or maybe it was something else, whatever it is. You need to ask yourself, is this one of my deal breakers? If it's one of your deal breakers, you shouldn't have wrote the advice letter, and you do need to move on to the one that knew your pussy like the back of his hand.
Stop wasting your time.
But I would suggest you have a conversation, because maybe sometimes guys just need a reminder, just like you might need a reminder of some missing pieces in y'all's relationship puzzle. So have a talk with him, and if that shit don't go well, call the other one. And then send us a cocktail.
Yeah. Let us know how it goes. Be safe, girl.
So this next one says, I'm a pescatarian But I never thought a barracuda would steal my man.
I have all the pictures pulled up. So when you get to where it says, okay, look at the picture option, you can look
okay,
over here.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Hey, ladies, I need some advice. Should I steal the short king I liked back? Should I ruin his relationship with his ex or leave that man alone? This is a man?
This is the man. He okay. is short.
I can tell.
He looks like he got some little man hips going on.
Okay, quick story time. I was digging this dude, Jay. He's funny, handsome, woke in the most non-hotepish way, and we have similar goals and a lot in common. He's an engineer pursuing his degree. Well, is he an engineer or is he pursuing his engineer
degree?
He's
a student.
Okay, like what's going on? Overall, great dude. He's even a short king, and I don't mind. I'm talking 5'7". I knew it. Here's where we run into a problem. Refer to email for pictures, okay?
Hey, girls.
I moved too fast. Okay, we met through mutuals and instantly hit it off. I'm saying, talking on the phone every night and day since we met. FaceTime, thinking of you, all that. Really connecting, something I haven't experienced in a long time. Naturally, he told me about his crazy ex, saying she needs mental health help. She's a narcissist, bipolar, etc., and that they have ended on bad terms. She ghosted him and basically broke his heart and their two-year relationship up. You know niggas be lying, you hear me? Mm-hmm. So I also paid close attention to what he said about his ex. I moved on. I figured typical nigga shit. So as the relationship, saying this loosely, grew, I thought nothing of it. Boy, was I wrong. He met up with her to get closure and left me for her. Womp, womp, womp. That nigga wasn't over his ex. So me, a bad bitch. This is me.
This is her.
Okay. I was left confused. Okay. I'm trying to not lose my spot. I was left confused, kind of hurt, and wondering who could have took a man I wanted to possibly scramble my eggs, if you know, you know. Then I see her, and I'm not impressed by that barracuda face-ass bitch. This is Kay, a.k.a. the barracuda bitch, a.k.a. the crimson chin, a.k.a. the crazy ex. Before you say the pictures don't match energies, I got everyone's off of IG, so it's fair game. Okay, plus she dresses like that, like those long skirt church girlies, and I can't even help her with that.
That's the barracuda bitch.
Okay.
She does have a rather strong chin.
She does. Okay. Refer to email for pictures. All right. This is how each of us looks with Jay. She sent all of the files. I love it. So please tell me, who looks better together? Should I let her keep the short king? Refer to email for picture. Please let me know.
He's not that cute up close.
Yeah, especially when he's facing the camera.
Yeah.
So this is Crimson Chin and this is the bad bitch.
Yes.
Okay. I don't even know why I asked that because it doesn't matter my opinion. the pictures don't matter when I say what I'm going to say. Girl, he left you for somebody who he dogged the fuck out. Why would you want to be with him? Why? Imagine what he says about you or what he probably told her about you and what he would say in the future. Like, don't trust it. How can you... You have to think about that sometimes. When you talk about me like this and then you come back to me, that's not okay.
Yeah.
Like, he said all of this about this girl and then left you for her.
So what do you think he said about you to her?
He's the one that might be a little bipolar and can't be trusted.
And is the narcissist.
Yeah, because, yeah, so it doesn't matter who looks better.
And all of this confident energy that you are exuding in this email, yep. I think you need to tell it to yourself. You are a bad bitch. And bad bitches can have who they want, ma'am. And each time you get with a new person, they're better than the last. So I'm going to say, you look horrible with him. Find someone new.
Yep. All right. Now we're going to move on to the cocktails. So.
You got an OG cocktail or are we reading?
I'm reading.
Okay. I will go first. So this cocktail says 5 years and coming. C-U-M-M-I-N-G. Coming. Hey, ladies. Please keep this anonymous. We always do. But I just needed to tell y'all and anyone thinking that marriage makes sex less fun. My man and I have been together for 5 years and he still gets me going and throws in a remix. Okay. We've been fucking a lot lately because I got off birth control and turns out I had been suppressing, it had been suppressing my sex drive, but baby, can he keep up? The other day I told him that I was at work fantasizing about us fucking and he told me to describe it. So I did. I told him I wanted him to fuck me as soon as we got home with my dress and stockings still on. Not stockings.
No, where are you coming
where
from?
Where you were? I wanted him to fuck me on this chair we have in our bedroom after he had his face between my thighs before I even showered. Stanky pussy and all. He really likes getting me while I have the day's sweat and funk on me. That's really a thing for some people.
Mm-hmm.
I call him
not some people.
I call him my Tarzan. But anyway, I got home and he made that dream a reality, but he threw in a remix. He put our chair in front of our full length mirror so we could watch him pound the shit out of me. The neighbors definitely knew his name. I was watching my ass bounce and looking at him admiring my body, which made me even more wet. The sounds we made were literal music. Then we were done. When we were done, we laid on the floor and eventually his fingers found my pussy. He put me in the front of our mirror, sat behind me, reached around me and fingered me while I got the full view. I could see myself dripping down his fingers and my lips. At one point, he had one of my legs in the air. I wish I had it on video. Girl, if you would have sent us that video, I would have been like, man.
I would have watched it.
I mean, if you got it, go ahead and see. When you find the right man, can't nothing stop your sex life. And that's not to mention how he fucked me 4 times on Monday, back to back. And he's no spring chicken. I love me some him. Another great cocktail to go with this email, because I feel like we were like, marriage is ghetto. It's ghetto. They cheating. They ain't having sex. They selfish. And she was like, actually, bitches, I'm getting fucked by my nigga.
Okay. Next one. This one is a cocktail / cocktail. Uh-oh.
It happens to the best of us.
Hello, ladies. Words cannot express how sad I am that I can no longer attend the ATL live show. I got to be responsible and study for it. A near-term exam, and if I come to ATL, the shit ain't gonna get done. I wish y'all the absolute best. We'll be purchasing I'm Curious to Know, which y'all can purchase it to imcuriousto know.com, and cannot wait until the next round of live shows. Now for the cocktail or fail. I am 28 and officially an incoming hoe, summer 2022.
Welcome.
Prior to listening to you all and other podcasts, I was not very experienced and didn't have a lot of sexual experiences. I am still learning and trying new things, but can say a lot has changed with the demon emoji. I met this guy at a sex party a few months ago. Oh, a lot did change. He was at a sex party. Yeah. I met this guy at a sex party a few months ago, and we've become consistent fuck buddies. We be fuck. King, like no other. Rounds on top of rounds, with each time better than the last. This man has made me experience things I never have, including making me an all-star squirter. Bitch, I can water plants. For one of our sessions, we took an edible and immediately started fucking. This nigga kept on making me squirt, and this time cream too, which has never happened before. We finished round 3 and he started motioning for me to give him head. So I obliged. A few minutes later, and looking down at his dick, I started noticing what looked to be scabs. Uh-oh. For the 90s niggas, she said it was a cock fail. For the 90s niggas, almost looked like old school ringworm. Oh. Fuck, bro. Is that what I think it is? Maybe it was because it was dark or I was high, but it looked to be everywhere. Clusters of fucking scabs. I immediately popped his dick out of my mouth and sat quietly next to him.
Could you imagine? You're sitting there like.
Yeah, because now we got to have a talk and reevaluate a lot of things.
And you're worried about what you might have.
Yeah. I thought to myself, how did I not see this before? Remembering we haven't talked about getting tested and other partners in a while. And bitch, you already fucked him earlier. So whatever he got, you got now. So you might as well enjoy yourself. Trifling, I know, but I was distraught. I have never had an STD or scare like this. He immediately noticed the shift, asked what's wrong. Nigga, you know that you had that on your dick and you asking what's wrong. And I told him we should take a shower together so I could secretly inspect his dick in the light. He responded, I already took a shower. Oh, he's scared of the light. We sat there in silence, awkwardly and embarrassed, but eventually I got over that shit. I had already choked earlier in the night from him trying to shotgun me some weed in my mouth. This was bad because I got asthma and I started coughing for 3 minutes straight, hard, damn near dying in front of him. So I confess, I think he may have an STD because of the scabs I saw around his dick. He then looked at his dick and said, that's not scabs, that's you. Come to find out, the cream from my pussy squirted all over him and left a mess all over his dick from the previous round. He He promptly wiped it off, revealing his familiar, clean, shiny, scab-free dick. We laughed for a while, proceeded fucking again, continuing to ruin my couch with squirt and cream, and had a phenomenal time. At this point, ain't nothing I can confess. I can't confess to this nigga. He is a great fuck buddy, and I am having a lot of fun. I am so sorry this was so long, but I'm grateful for y'all letting me share this tale slash fail. Love, hoe, in training.
I'm trying to understand why I look like scabs. It was crusty.
That's what I'm imagining. Because I still don't look like... Cause I'm like, what like kind of scabs have you had? Because I have a scab on my elbow.
Yes, I actually do too. And it
doesn't look like that.
It looks significantly different. I wish you would have took a picture and showed us, because I am like, what was
what
your
did
cream?
You see both times? Yeah. And what was going on? Did you have a boric acid pill in there before?
Or something, just some medicine? Because I could see where then it could get weird looking, but like just some cream squirt. It doesn't get that crusty
I'm
that long because, again,
head.
It's inside of him. It's still moist and
you were just sucking his dick. We're confused. Sorry that happened to you, girl.
Thank you for sending it in.
Yes, we appreciate it. Make sure if you guys want to share anything, you want to ask advice, send it to askcocktails@gmail.com. And if you would like to send a cocktail, send it to cocktails@atl@gmail.com.
If you'd like to purchase the game, go to imcuriousknow.com. Get that. And also, we do have a live show coming up July 20th in New York City. If you know of any other podcasts in New York that are based in New York that you would like to see us on, send us a DM or send us an email. Let us know so we can hit it up and try to get on there while we're in New York.
Yeah, Philly too. So on that note, you guys, make sure you're following us on Instagram @cocktailspodcast. I'm @KikiSaidSo.
I'm @CoffeeBeanBean.
And until next week, you guys, goodbye.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voice mailbox that has not been set up yet. Goodbye. Bye. 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 Goodbye. Bye.
Bye.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voice mailbox that has not been set up yet. Goodbye. Bye. 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 Bye.